Hello everybody, I'm Faraha from the Library student team, currently in my first year of studying public health, and joining me today is Dorian. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good, thanks. I'm Dorian, a first year environmental science student.
Thanks for joining me today. Let's dive right into today's podcast, where we'll discuss overcoming imposter syndrome and the culture shock of starting at the University of Manchester. These are important topics as we strive to create inclusive spaces where everyone feels welcome and comfortable. So, Dorian, how do you feel about the pressures of being a student? Does it increase over time?
Yeah, absolutely. The pressure definitely increases over time for me. So I feel like many students experience like the week three slump where they hit a wall and just feel really demotivated. And it's really interesting to see how everyone seems to hit that phase around the same time, like this sort of herd mentality. You tell someone you're feeling down and then suddenly everyone's going, yeah, I feel exactly the same way.
It could be because we go through the first semester, then have a break, and then there's that big push for exams. So, at least for me, that leaves me deflated for a while afterwards.
Yeah, it's definitely, especially after the Christmas break, because it doesn't feel like a break because our exams tend to be right afterwards, so there's no time to relax per se.
You're right. And speaking of the uni, there are two main widening access schemes here. MAP, which stands for the Manchester Access Programme, and MDAS, which is the Manchester Distance Access Learning Students Programme, designed for students who aren't from Manchester. Do you remember your experience with the scheme, Dorian? Because you were on MDAS, weren't you?
Yeah, I did MDAS. I remember the word scheme somewhere stuck in my head. There was a course on Blackboard of videos to watch and quizzes, and it covered topics similar to what you'd learn in, like, foundation year, and it's even connected to second semester material of the first year for me. And it was kind of strange because they make a big deal about being a deprived student to some extent and provide benefits like reduced offer. And I remember being really grateful for the opportunity, but it can feel a bit weird in a way. I don't know, I struggle to describe it in words, but there's this recurring discussion within these access programs, how much focus should we place on the seemingly like negative aspects and, you know, how it should be framed in terms of the university's words. So on one hand, it's like they're singling you out, thinking, oh, this person might not do well because of their background, so, you know, let's give them a lower offer and additional work. But on the other hand, they recognise that despite your circumstances, you have the potential and ability to succeed. And this is why they take your context into consideration and offer you the same opportunities as everyone else. But it really depends on just how you frame it and look at it. And when it comes to the university, I think you might realise that your standards or experience are different from others. People might say that no one cares about your past education, but I don't know, I feel like I can still feel it. And you can compare yourself to others and think, at my school, I was considered one of the gifted students. And it's just one of those little things that add up over time, and it just contributes to my imposter syndrome so much. And you start questioning yourself, and you feel like you know nothing, and you just don't have the same background or opportunities as others. I don't know, does that sort of like resonate with you in a way?
Yeah, it does definitely. And it's interesting to hear your perspective as well, because yours is kind of more like academic and grade focused. But from my side, I guess it was more about feeling like I didn't fit in a cultural way. Like in college, you have friends and you have that sense of belonging. But then when you get to uni, especially if you're on a course where people aren't similar to you, it can be kind of isolating. Like for me on my course, I don't feel like my course mates can relate to most of my experiences and stuff.
Yeah, students often mention what they did in school and how they had these great teachers and opportunities, but for me it was definitely really different. Like, I had to focus on getting through the content and getting my grades, and I didn't have the luxury of like developing a deep interest in the subject or exploring it further. So when it comes to culture and background, I sometimes do feel like a fake because I don't have that extra knowledge or information. And I chose my course because I liked it, I thought it was cool, and you know, I just thought it was interesting, but that's as far as my thought process went really.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, and I consider myself lucky because overall my year group's pretty nice right now and people don't really act snobbish or nasty, but it can still feel really alienating when they say something's easy because you should have learned to add GCSEs or A-levels. And I had a really different experience with math in school, and those little comments just make yourself doubt yourself so much. But then I remind myself that I come from like a different background and the university recognised that, and I shouldn't compare myself to those who had different opportunities and went to different kinds of schools, and I should instead focus on my own progress.
You mentioned imposter syndrome. Was there kind of like practical ways that manifested themselves into how you acted in class or anything like that? Because I remember for the first 3 months of my undergrad, I barely spoke at all because I just found it quite hard to feel comfortable in the space and to express myself properly. So how did that kind of manifest for you?
I think during exam season, I became quite unbearable. So like the night before my exams, no matter how well prepared I felt I was, I just fell apart and thought I knew nothing. And I also just had this habit of joking about myself being stupid as a defense mechanism. But maybe I should give myself more credit. I'm not necessarily quiet in class. I do ask a lot of questions. It's just a way for me to cope with imposter syndrome. I always feel like I've done something wrong, misread something, or just not done enough. So I always just ask questions, and it's a reflection of how I perceive myself. I always assume the fault is mine, even if the lecture didn't explain something clearly. And my question asking is heavily influenced by my imposter syndrome, and it does affect all my other areas of my life, including my work. And I put a lot of pressure on myself and overload with work because I feel like I'm not accomplishing anything substantial.
That completely makes sense. And it's interesting how the same issue can manifest differently in different people. Like, for example, having a solid education or a background can give some people confidence, while for others it can make them doubt themselves, and it does affect things like speaking up in class and day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so finally, I just want to ask, what do you think the uni can do to bridge that gap, so to help students feel more comfortable in the space? Okay, so what do you think the uni can do to bridge that gap?
I think the support services offered so far, like counselling and mental health workshops at the Alan Gilbert Learning Commons, but at this point we just call it LEG, they are really good starting points. However, they shouldn't really be the end goal, in my opinion. The university needs to be more actively involved. For example, they could offer sessions to help with subjects like math for STEM students who may have not done it since GCSEs. Because I know many students, not just those from widening participation backgrounds, feel really overwhelmed by math, especially when we didn't have our do it in our GCSEs because they were cancelled by COVID. And offering such support on a broader scale, or having faculties provide it in a way that complements existing resources, would be really beneficial. Because the first year aims to level the playing field, but I just feel like I'm always leagues below everyone else, so doing this would help support more students that enter university and beyond. And there could also be initiatives that benefit widening participation students without specifically calling them out or labelling them, and the focus should be on understanding the challenges they may face without defining them solely by their widening participation status.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts, and thank you to everyone listening. Remember that feelings of imposter syndrome are completely normal. You do deserve to be here at the University of Manchester, and give yourself a round of applause for just even receiving an offer and doing so well already. And we really can't wait to see you on campus. See you soon.